You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. After months of back and forth over how to pay for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena, it looks like state lawmakers are close to finalizing a deal. The Joint Finance Committee is expected to vote on the plan next week. Under the new deal, taxpayers will foot $250 million, about half the total cost of the arena. The rest of the money will come from a complex patchwork of state, city, county, and private sector money. Joining us now is Daniel Bice, political columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's also the Journal Sentinel's watchdog columnist. Daniel, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, after months of negotiations, seems like a plan to finance the new Bucks Arena is on the table. What are the key new takeaways?
You're right. There's a draft of this that came out last night. I haven't seen it. Everyone's trying to keep it secret. But the second draft of the proposal is out, and all sides are trying to make sure that they agree on it. The takeaways, you gave some of the numbers. You have to break it down, the financing, into four different parts. There's a state's obligation, the county's obligation, the city's obligation, and then the Wisconsin Center District's obligation. And it breaks down this way. The state is going to issue $55 million in bonds, and that'll eventually cost eight taxpayers about $80 million, but $55 up front. The city is going to put in $47 million to build a parking garage that I've been calling it the Tom Barrett Garage, and they're going to provide $12 million through a tax incremental financing district. And the Wisconsin Center District Board, which currently oversees the convention center and the theater and some other things here, is going to issue $93 million in bonds. And that's backloaded. So those payments would actually not be made on the bonds until 2028. And then finally is this very bizarre thing that the county, Milwaukee County, is doing, where it's taking $55 million in debts that it can't collect, and it's going to sell that to the state, and the state's going to try to collect that money by garnishing the wages of people in Milwaukee County. And they're hoping to collect $4 million a year for 20 years, so $80 million. So that's the major financial components of this. And then there's one other part of it, and that is that they're going to try to merge the Wisconsin Center District Board with the Bradley Center Board and the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. So most of the entertainment in downtown Milwaukee will be overseen by what I'm calling a super board for theater, arts, sports, music, all of those things.
So this is not a simple deal. Do you get the sense that all interested parties are satisfied with what we know so far?
I think, you know, the state's super happy with it, because if you remember, Scott Walker's original plan had them on the hook for $220 million in bonding. The current plan is $55 million in bonding, plus they'll put another $20 million up to pay off the debt on the Bradley Center. So at most, you know, $75 million. And if you count interest and everything, it's $100 million. So they've gone from $220 million down to $150 million, which was the second proposal, and now down to $100 million. They're thrilled with that. The city's happy with the deal because there's no risk to them on building a parking structure and doing a TIF district. Those are very simple things, and they'll get repaid for both of those things. The tricky things are the two other components, the Milwaukee County component, where they're selling this debt, because if the state isn't able to collect that money, the county has to make up the fee somehow, and that would probably come from county taxpayers. And I don't think people here understand that. And the person who negotiated this is the Milwaukee County Executive, Chris Abley. He's put a provision in there saying that the Milwaukee County Board will have no say on this, that he'll be able to do all of these things by executive resolution. So there's...
And Daniel, are you with us? He is not. We'll work on Daniel getting Daniel back with us. Right now, we are talking with Daniel Bice, political columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about what we know about the latest on the funding plan for the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. We heard there it's a bit of a complicated plan involving four different components. We're walking through that. We're going to get Daniel back and talk about some of the rest of it as that goes forward. I think Daniel is with us now. Daniel, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Great, thank you. You were talking about the sticking points there.
The sticking points were the county with this debt collection thing, because if the state doesn't collect $4 million a year for each of the next 20 years, county taxpayers will have to make up that money. So that's a potential sticking point. And then there's the issue of the taxes that will be issued through the Wisconsin Center District Board. The taxes are in place now. They'll have to extend them. And that means that the current legislature and the governor will have to sign off on that. And as we both know, the governor and the Republican legislature said it's not going to increase taxes. So the debate will become, is it an increase in taxes if they vote to extend these taxes after they're supposed to sunset? So those are the two main sticking points.
Now, one question on people's minds is, what if there are cost overruns, if it comes in over budget? Is one thing
right.
That could go wrong. Then who's on the stick for it?
Everybody believes that it's the team owners that will be on the hook for that, except for the team owners. The team and the owners are saying it's still unresolved, and all other parties say no, it is resolved, and the team will be responsible for cost overruns. I'm told this will actually won't be in the draft of the bill that's out right now, but it'll be in the lease agreement that's reached with the team. So I think it's going to end up being the team and the owners, but there's some disagreement on that right now.
Now, a component of this plan is to do what could be a pretty dramatic overhaul of Milwaukee's downtown, consolidating
sure.
and developing. What are you hearing on the ground in Milwaukee about how people feel about the changes coming to downtown Milwaukee potentially?
Well, actually, this has been much of the reason that the bill is not out right now. First, there were some issues about merging the Wisconsin Center District Board with the Bradley Center Board, but that's apparently been worked out. And then there was the issue of merging it with the Marcus Center for Performing Arts Board. But again, that seems to have been worked out. It could have become a huge debate if this went before the Milwaukee County Board, but Chris Abley's set it up so that he'll be able to make these moves by executive resolution, sort of like President Obama has done on immigration. He'll be able to do that all on his own. I think the people with the Marcus Center are not talking about this. I'm assuming that they like their independence and the way things are going right now. But this is the Milwaukee County Executive consolidating power. It's something he's been doing since he took office. He undercut the authority of the county board, stripped it of a lot of its powers. He now will have some input on the Milwaukee County schools, and now he's basically put a plan together that allows him to orchestrate what's happening with the entertainment in downtown Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman has raised some concerns over the transparency of this process. Do you think this is something that people are listening to?
I don't think they're listening to it now, but what could happen is, first, the Talk Radio Milwaukee has come out pretty strongly against it, and so I think people will hear that. There probably will be some other concerns raised, particularly about this debt repayment thing with the county. But it will become a huge issue if the county taxpayers are asked to make up for that component. That would be an extra $4 million a year, and I'm not sure where they get the money. Then it would become a huge issue because the county board would have no say on this, even though they represent the voters of Milwaukee County.
And, Daniel, what's likely to happen next?
Unless there's another draft of the bill, then this should go before the Joint Finance early next week. And, the Republicans are happy with this. Robin Voss presented these details, as complicated as they are, to the caucus on Thursday. And my understanding is that the caucus applauded him and was very excited about the deal.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
That was Daniel Bice, political columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the new funding plan for the Bucks Arena in Milwaukee. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.